that enlightenment would be achieved somewhere between extreme indulgence and extreme austerity, and so he decided to perform meditation under a banyan tree. It was at Bodh Gaya that he finally attained enlightenment, and this spot is considered to be holy even today. It is treated as a pilgrimage site and is visited by Buddhists in large numbers from all over the world. Siddhartha Gautama was then called as Buddha, and he became the Enlightened One. His principles and way of life were then coined as Four Noble Truths, and they form the founding pillar of Buddhism, which is followed by his disciples all over the world. Chapter 2. The Four Noble Truths. When you're looking to learn the ideals of Buddhism, you will, first of all, have to be familiar with the Four Noble Truths, as they form the basis of Buddhism. Let us briefly give you an overview of what these founding principles are, and based on them, you can start your journey of embarking this philosophy of life. Make it a point to absorb the meaning of these principles, as it will allow you to actually understand what these terms stand for, and thereby give you the incentive to follow Buddhism as the principle for living life. Life is suffering, or dukkha. Dukkha is a Pali word which means suffering. The First Noble Truth translates to life is suffering. Before you get a wrong picture and think that Buddhism has its base in melodrama, we would ask you not to be judgmental. As per the Buddhist belief, dukkha could be anything which is short-lived, temporary, and conditional. Anything which is bound to meet an end, regardless of whether it brings in joy or pain, can be termed as dukkha. Buddha believed that the main cause of all our pain is that we are all seeking things which will end. He believed that life is a struggle, because you will never be able to attain the complete bliss of happiness in anything which you experience. This leads to the problem of existence. Of course, this principle has been interpreted by various scholars in their own way, but its bottom line states that the existence is dukkha, and it is short-lived and temporary. Suffering is due to attachment. After Buddha realized that life is often all about suffering, he had the desire to know what causes suffering. He realized that there are various reasons which are responsible for suffering. As per the Buddhist principles, Trishna, which means attachment, is one of the key causes of suffering. You need to understand that craving for someone or getting overly attached to something or someone is a recipe for disaster. Everything is temporary in the world, and when you mistake it as permanence, it leads to suffering. Buddhism believes in the attainment of spirituality rather than chasing temporary things. Further, he also attributed Dvesha as another cause for suffering. Dvesha means hatred or envy. When you are envious of someone else, it cultivates negative energy, and this in turn also leads to suffering. Last but not the least, avidya, or ignorance, can also be a major cause of suffering, because people lose their ability to understand the temporary nature of things and keep on repeating their mistakes. The cause of suffering can be ended. The third noble path deals with the word nirvana. It's often misunderstood by a lot of people. Some people mistake nirvana as the state of completely giving up everything and attaining nothingness. It isn't necessarily so, at least not in this context. The third noble truth actually states that you can end your suffering by letting go of the need to cling to someone. You have to give up Trishna, Dvesha, and Avidya. And when you simply live your life without expecting anything from anyone, but being contented in the moment, you will have the power to end your suffering. Buddhism believes that to end the suffering of your life, you should make it a point to understand the importance of the fact that things are temporary, and they will not always last. This should give you the incentive to let go of the need to cling on to them. This path also states that you can attain bliss and happiness when you decide to be free of the ties and live in the beauty of the moment and devote yourself to things that infuse positivity. There's a path for achieving it. The fourth noble truth states that there is a way by which you can achieve complete bliss, happiness, and satisfaction. Buddha called it as the middle path because it was somewhere between living a life of pure austerity and that of too many luxuries. The balance doesn't lie